Welcome, my precious friends and family. I would like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show, Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. In today's show, I would like to work with some of the tools that have assisted me over the years, primarily with the ascension symptoms. I have worked within a vortex of light known as a coning, brought in by particular core groups of light beings. And the one that we are going to be focusing on today will be a healing coning, starting with an etheric healing coning. So just get yourselves comfortably relaxed now within your sacred space, breathing deep into your body as you ground into the crystal heart of Mother Earth. Connecting now into the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. As you merge with your I Am presence. And calling in now all the light beings that you personally acknowledge. As you find yourself on the unity grid of light. Connecting into all those listening to this radio show, to your family and friends of the light, to all the light workers along the unity grid, holding with you the sacred flame of love and unity consciousness. Just feel and sense these energies as you expand into the sense of oneness, and coming together in this unified field of love. Now holding the sense of unity consciousness, come into your sacred space. Through this matrix of light. As you state your intent to open an etheric healing coning. We'll call in these coning members together. We call in the Pleiadian emissaries of light. We call in the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light. We call in the Overlighting Diva of Healing. Pan, bridging between nature intelligence and the spiritual realms. And your higher self of the light. And while this coning is stabilizing, you may like to connect and call in any other master guides or healing angels that you personally acknowledge within this vortex of light. And now again, just bring your focus back to your breath. Inhale deeply from the crown chakra, bringing these healing love and light energies down the spine to the base chakra and then the perineum center. On the exhale, take this wonderful healing energy up the front of the body, down the arms and out the hands. Again, inhale these wonderful healing energies through the crown chakra, down the spine to the base chakra and then perineum center. On the exhale, bring these love and light frequencies up the front of the body, down the arms and out the hands. On the next inhale, bring the healing energies of Mother Earth through the feet chakra, up the legs, to the perineum center. On the exhale, bring these love and light frequencies from the perineum center up the front of the body, down the arms and out the hands. On the next inhale, combine these cosmic and earth healing energies at the base chakra and then perineum center. As you exhale, take these golden cosmic and earth energies up the front of the body, down the arms and out the hands. Let's take a couple more deep breaths now. As you feel this energy circulating throughout your body. And notice that your palms are feeling really warm now. As this golden healing energy, these frequencies of healing and love are gently increased within the hand chakras, spinning the hand chakras faster in preparation for the self-healing coning session. And now, to start to chat to the Pleiadian emissaries of light. Syrian Archangelic League of the Light, the Overlighting Diva of Healing, Pan, your Master Guide, your Guardian Angel, your Higher Self of the Light, and any other beings of light that you have included in this healing session. Let them know where there is discomfort in the body and request their assistance in elevating primarily the symptoms relating to the changes of the physical body into a body of light. Good. Let the healing coning members know that you are also ready to assist in this healing and to receive their guidance, their love, and their wisdom as you shift frequency and restabilize the physical body. To assist in this etheric healing coning, you are going to place your hands energetically or physically on the body parts, organs, or areas that you experience discomfort. What you want to do is place one hand on the front of the body with the open palm down, and the other hand with the open palm down at the exact same place but on the opposite side of the body. And if you can't do this physically, just visualize a pair of golden hands gently touching this area, bringing healing light and love into this area of the body. And now again, bring your focus to the area in the body that is in discomfort. You now feel a wonderful flow of energy moving through your hands and through your body. A warm, tingling sensation as healing energy flows through your body from your hands, or these energetic golden hands. The etheric healing coning members are assisting you in sending this beautiful love and light through these healing frequencies into this area, as well as stabilizing the central nervous system and sensory system. If you are using your hands, the healing craning members will be working through your hands as well as energetically through your energy field. And you will feel the surge of healing light, this liquid warm light flowing through your fingers and the palms of your hands into the areas of your body that are being worked on, as well as a sense of being cocooned in this healing frequency of light. You feel at a cellular level the cells starting to spin in increased frequencies of light through the atoms and subatomic particles through this beautiful golden white light vibrating at this frequency of healing love and light. You visualize yourself assisting in this area of the body of discomfort, of releasing discomfort to come into a sense of balance, of releasing physical dis-ease, pain. As the pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands are activated, and the major glands within the body now activated at a physical level, assisting to gently take you into this harmonic frequency of this new golden age, physically, energetically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, on all levels of your beingness, while focusing still at this moment primarily on the physical body. Areas of discomfort, either through these ascension symptoms or through the releasing of old cellular patternings, memories, and judgments. You really feel this warmth and light as it is moving through your hands and through your body to those specific areas that are needing to be rebalanced or loved and nurtured, healed, comforted. As you bring vitality and good health into each cell, into each molecule of your body, your entire physical body now experiences this healing frequency of light. Gently healing, restoring cellular growth, easing discomfort in any area of the physical body through this increased healing love frequency of light. As you now affirm, I allow myself to experience vitality and good health as I move through the ascension process and related physical and energetic ascension symptoms. I love and nurture every organ, body part, gland, cell within my body. I am free from pain and discomfort as I create my Adam Cadman body of light, my I Am Avatar blueprint of light. Wonderful. Through the healing Koni members, your hands now are bringing in these increased healing waves of love and light, starting to spin the hand chakras as well as the chakras within the body. And now the nadis, spin points, the related extraternal lines, bringing through a noise light emissions chamber of light, allowing initially for the etheric healing of any body part or organ requiring this in this now, knowing the possibility to create this on a physical level. Just move your hands intuitively now, as they magically move to the areas of the body that are in discomfort or needing to experience these healing frequencies. Feel and sense these wonderful light beings that you are working with to assist you in this radiant physical body of light. Visualize yourself as this master being of love in perfect health, with this radiant body of light, with the chakras merging in one unified column of light, with the ability to use and regenerate the physical body. With the ability to create the etheric electronic body of light, the I Am Avatar blueprint of light, as this first wave soul in human embodiment of the divine blueprints of light, coming through from the I Am presence. And now just merge with your I Am presence as you feel this divine being of light, bringing in the key codes and light frequencies that will further assist you as you move into this golden age of light, harmoniously, lovingly, and with little physical, emotional, or mental discomfort. Through this overlighting and with the healing Koni members, just bring your consciousness to every part of your body that you are working on now, every part of you needing rebalancing and restabilization on a physical level during these earth shifts and changes. Visualize this reality free from pain and discomfort as you allow these amplified frequencies of divine love to nurture each cell in the body, bringing vibrant health and love into each cell in your body. As you become this wonderful light beam of compassion, wisdom, and love. As you step into your role as world teachers and healers, way showers and leaders, in joy, in vitality, in purpose, in passion. Wonderful. You now ask the healing training members to place you in an emotional healing chamber of light and to assist you in stabilizing your emotional oscillations through the emotional body during these transitioning times that have grown in intensity, particularly in the last few weeks. As you have faced your own shadows, going through your own personal transformation and transmutation through the clearing of old cellular memories, false beliefs and judgments that have impacted the emotional body. Feel or sense a three-dimensional rectangular laser grid of light coming in now, bringing through the appropriate emotional healing frequencies personal to you through the bridge of your higher self of your life and Christed over self of the light. Lifting you into a level of knowing, of intuition, of nurturing of self, bringing with it peace and stability, regardless of what is happening around you in your current reality. The knowing that you are moving into a higher frequency of life, into a new level of personal and planetary leadership. And now visualize a clear movie screen in front of you with a grounding cord going deep down into Mother Earth. In front of the screen, you place a healing rose with a grounding stem going deep down into Mother Earth. You reach out and touch the screen with your hands, and it lights up in a golden shimmering color. Place an image of yourself upon the screen. As you focus on this image of yourself, bring a focus to your emotional body, which is found about 1 to 1.5 feet around you in all directions. Your emotional body looks like a small golden bubble of light, with rainbow hues reflected through this golden color. Holding all your emotions and feelings, whether this be feelings of love and joy, feelings of fear or shame or guilt. All these feelings are meshed within the emotional body that surrounds you. If you have any negative feelings, this will be reflected in the emotional body by dark patches of color or holes, which look like small fabric tears within this golden rainbow hue creation. These etheric holes or tears within the emotional body usually become entangled with the etheric or mental body, which will reflect through negative thoughts, blocked emotions, and physical dis-ease within the body. You now focus on a particular feeling that you wish to change, whether it be fear or anger or shame or guilt or any other feeling that is holding you back from experiencing your wonderful higher life permanently on this earth plane. As you focus on this feeling, breathe in through a fluorescent tube of light and onto Karana, through the energy of your higher light, through your transpersonal point and crown chakra, filling yourself with your higher light qualities. As you exhale, take this wonderful higher light down your spine and out your perineum center to your earth chakra center. Now spiral your higher light frequency of love in the form of golden filament from your heart center in an outward direction throughout your energy field, allowing this higher light frequency to gently reflect in this essence of healing and love within the emotional body. As the screen lights up now with these higher frequency qualities, you are guided to particular places within the emotional body, or perhaps to one place at a time, where you feel or sense a negative feeling. And as you do, you see an etheric tear or dark muddy color within this area. With the assistance of your master guide, the Pleiadian emissaries of light, the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light, the overlighting Deva of healing, Pan and your higher light, send this healing love and light into this area. This part of you that is feeling sad or confused, feeling shame or guilty or anger or fear. You see this dark color dissolving now, as the emotional body is being knitted together in wholeness. As you transmute this feeling, as you change this negative feeling to a feeling of love. For there is only love, and this feeling needs to be embraced in this love. It is no longer necessary for it to hide. Embrace love. Love all aspects of yourself, both the shadow and the light. Now you bring your focus to a fourth dimensional portal, a thin membrane found directly over your crown chakra. You see the center being activated, the thin membrane starting to vibrate and expand. And as it does, it brings in high-frequency thought forms and feelings from the fourth, fifth-dimensional ascension templates of light. It brings in these permanent manifestations of divine love, of joy, of compassion, of wisdom, of higher mind intelligence, empowerment, taking back the power you have given to the subconscious mind and negative ego. Know that you have control as this master being, and you choose now to shift the negative feelings and emotions into this frequency of love. Again, view yourself on this healing screen of light, having a look within the emotional body for any etheric tears or dark muddy colors. And again, working with the healing coding members to transmute these feelings through the essence of divine love, through the recognition of your sacredness as this precious gift, as this master being coming into that level of knowingness of your service work on the third plane, of your preciousness, uniqueness, magnificence as this being of light, as this being of compassion, wisdom, joy, and love. Again, bring your focus back to this thin membrane, this fourth dimensional portal above the crown chakra, bringing through these high frequency thought forms and feelings through this fourth and fifth dimensional templating of light. You are unique and special, and you understand that you will not allow anyone within your energy field and within your emotional body. Not only is discernment key to this realization, but in mindful awareness, you will not allow yourself to be taken advantage of or to take advantage of others. You will not allow yourself to play the role of victim or persecutor, nor will you allow yourself to have these feelings of fear or panic or being uncentered, primarily in this now, through these earth shifts and transitionings. What is going on collectively affects you on all levels, and it is of paramount importance to center yourself to stabilize the sensory system, the central nervous system, and to hold this essence of divine love as a physical vessel of love and light. Simply allow yourself to transmute all those feelings that are holding you back from truly being this master being of love and light, from truly becoming your mighty I Am presence in this now. Take yourself into the heart, breathing in this divine love, feeling this full flow of love and light within your etheric and emotional body. Feel this clearing now taking place from within your mental body. And now focus on any perceived issues that may have been coming up for you of lesser than and better than consciousness through the current focus of night one of the universal underworld, as you now repeat the following invocation. As I merge with my I Am presence and activate the I Am avatar blueprint of light, within my body, energy field, and hologram, to receive these key codes and downloads of light, I now recite. Through this vibrant yellow flame of light, and through the third ray of divine intelligence, I ask to release any lesser than or better than consciousness issues I may still have, as I recognize the divine equality of all life, through the knowingness that it is only the levels of cosmic consciousness awareness that differs from individual to individual. Through this reflection of wisdom and love, I ask to receive the highest levels of knowingness available to me at this time, to further assist in creating and effecting change within the current financial and economic institutes on this earth plane, as well as creating a matrix of divine abundance for all life on this earth plane. As a wisdom keeper of knowledge and light, I now link up with all light workers, star-seeded ones, and beings of light from on high, assisting in this focus of bringing through these new templates of light. And I find myself on the unity grid of light, linking into this matrix of light beings through wisdom and love. and our thirst in surrounding this earth plane in a vibrant yet a flame of light, bringing through the higher ray frequency of the third ray of divine intelligence, anchoring and activating this new template and blueprint of light so that all life may experience the wisdom of God through divine recognition of self and others and financial and economic abundance. Know, too, that you are working on the inner plane, experiencing the temples of light, the crystalline cities of light, the ascension seats and ashrams, working through the Great White Lodge in the etheric of Sirius. Many of you, too, working with the teachings of the Order of Melchizedek, undergoing various initiations of light, often perceived as challenges on this earth plane. This work is not only on this earth plane, but on lower worlds too, parallel realities and sister dimensions, of which you are of service. In these rapid, accelerating moments, hold the focus of your magnificence as this gift, as this wisdom keeper of light. You are now going to end this personal healing session. You give thanks to the healing coding members as you disconnect now from the Pleiadian emissaries of the light, the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light, the Overlighting Diva of Healing, Pan, and your higher self of the light. Lastly now, you are going to open a protection cocooning so you may allow yourself to be nurtured within this loving and protective space while working with these issues that may be coming up for you to be transmuted, released, as you step into a deeper level of divine love, further protecting you from any negative vibrations, frequencies, people or places within your environment. You state your intent to open a protection cocooning. You ask to be connected to the Pleiadian emissaries of light. You ask to be connected to Saint Germain, keeper of the violet flame, as you visualize yourself now stepping into a beautiful violet flame. You now ask to be connected to the Christed One and the brotherhood and sisterhood of the centered ray of Christ. As you visualize yourself surrounded in the white light of the Christed One, you now ask to be connected to Archangel Michael, keeper of the Sword of Holy Truth. As you visualize the Sword of Holy Truth and place it within your heart chakra, lastly now, you ask to be connected to your higher self of the light. As you wait a minute for this kerning, this vortex of light, to be fully activated. Know that you may disconnect from this kerning at any time. If you feel you may forget, you can ask your higher self of the light to monitor this kerning and to disconnect you from this kerning when it is appropriate. Ground yourself now into the crystal heart of Mother Earth, bringing in a golden bubble of light. Within 2 to 3 feet of your body in every direction. Place a beautiful rose outside of this golden bubble with the stem going deep down into the heartbeat of Mother Earth. As you now repeat the following affirmation. I accept only divine love and light. All else is illusionary and will not be allowed within my sacred space. I am centered, mindful, and aware of my environment and the energies with which I choose to interact. And now, coming back into your sacred space, as you surround yourself in this wonderful love and light of these protection kerning members, feel the support of Mother Earth, all the beings of light from on high, light workers along the unity grid of light. Your soul family, your star family. Your higher light is your higher self of the light. Your mighty I Am presence. Know that you are truly supported on all levels of your beingness. For what is asked for you is to truly just experience yourself as this essence of divine love. It is the greatest gift you give to yourself, choosing to experience yourself simply as love, self-nurturing, self-appreciation, self-love. When you move into this flame of divine love, overlighted this year through the 11th ray of illumined truth and the energy of the divine feminine, you will truly know what it is to come home. And this is happening to every single being and light worker that is choosing to move into this golden age of light. Welcome home. With this, we bid you a most magical day. Great. So I've been working with konings, with these vortices of light, for many, many years. And that protection koning that I've given you now is also one that I do regularly, and particularly if I'm going to go out from my sacred space, I'm moving around, and I find it just very, very useful to protect me from the energies of others. And certainly at night, you know, I work with quite a lot of that healing koning, and I also bring it in for my children. So if you want to include your partner or your friends or your children, What you do is just make a connection into their higher light and then just bring a focus to working with them. So I'll work from an energetic perspective and a physical perspective, and I'll make a connection to their higher light and just see if anything needs to be recalibrated or worked with at that time. And then also I work a lot with the frequency of the rays, bringing in different colors and the pink-orange flare of the 11th ray that is overlighting this year is such a beautiful ray to work with in stepping into that essence of divine love. And quite lovely, too, to work with other people, experiencing surrounding your energy field and theirs in this essence of divine love. And what's lovely about this energy of the divine feminine coming through this pink-orange flame, it not only activates the heart and all the chakras, but there's also a very big focus through the third eye, which is the primary ray being activated. And this, in essence, takes you into a deeper level of insight and understanding as to your service work, as well as bringing through those parallel realities into this now, so you can step into a deeper level of self-mastery and take on, again, those key codes or allow for the activation of the dormant DNA to take you to another level of service work. The other ray that we brought in within this guided visualization was the third ray of divine intelligence. And the third ray of divine intelligence is holding a focus at the moment, and it has been since last Thursday, for the next 18 days when we move into, or we've moved into, the night one of the universal underworld. And it really then is a time to have a look at, in mindful awareness, what is coming up for you, not only in terms of the issues of power, which was the focus of day one, and that is still coming up a little bit of stepping into a greater level of empowerment, but also through that into lesser than and better than consciousness, and how you act and react with people and your thoughts and your judgments. And it's also very much about the financial abundance of all life, and also energetically shifting those frequencies of financial and economic institutes. So, of course, much of the transitionings that are occurring on the earth plane through the increased frequencies of light are bringing up those power issues and are bringing up the third ray, the lower qualities of the third ray too. So we're seeing much of this is based also on financial power, the shifts, the changes, the struggles that are going on around this earth plane. And at some point, of course, the monetary system will be replaced as we move into a deeper level of working through the hologram of divine love and experiencing it personally and collectively. So we just hold on to that essence of knowing that everything is divinely perfect and where we are and where we're heading collectively, while knowing that we're going through a lot of our own shadows through the transitioning of this earth plane, and holding that flame of compassion and love for those souls choosing to move over, often in distress through natural or man-made disasters. What I'd like to do is just end with a computer protection training, because this is something I also find very useful. I know many of us work with computers and spend long hours at a computer, and it can also be quite draining, particularly working with the electromagnetic frequencies. I also wear something called a Q-Link, which I find very useful, and have a lot of crystals around my computer. But I found this, working energetically and being sensitive to energies on all levels, to be very useful. Before I read it to you, I'd also like to let you know that in terms of working with the ascension symptoms, the healing coning members are very useful to work with. And, of course, there is so much going on in terms of those ascension symptoms for different light workers, depending on where they are. And I really did find working with that many years ago very much a lifesaver, as well as working with flower, gem essences, crystals, and many other levels of support too. So I'm going to read this to you very briefly, and I think then that will be the end of our show time together. So I do apologize, it's all gone very quickly, and I would have liked to have taken your calls. So I will certainly do so in the next show. So for this computer protection coning, what we do is we call in the Pleiadian emissaries of light. So let's now make a connection to the Pleiadian emissaries of light. We ask to be connected to the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light. We ask to be connected to Saint Germain, Keeper of the Violet Flame. And now visualize yourself stepping into the Violet Flame of Saint Germain as you surround your computer in the Violet Flame of Saint Germain. You now ask to be connected to the Diva of your computer. Now ask to be connected to the Diva of the Internet. When you're on the Internet, you ask to be connected now to the Diva of your work in progress, whatever your company or your project. You now ask to be connected to Pan. You now ask to be connected to your higher light. You wait a minute for the coning to stabilize as you visualize a satellite dish directly above your head in a concave shape with a royal blue color on the inside of the satellite dish and a silver color on the outside of the dish. You may ask to be disconnected from this coning, this vortex of light at any time. Preferably when you switch off your computer. And if you think you might forget, ask your higher light to monitor this coning and to disconnect you from the coning when it is appropriate. And the lovely thing about conings is that it actually only brings in the beings of light that you personally call in. And these core group of light beings certainly come together in the resonance of these various conings that we work with. I'd like to thank you for listening to the show and wish you a most wonderful week. Tune in next Tuesday, same time, to Charlotte Devac's wonderful show, Goddess, Alchemy and Magic. So from my heart and to yours and to the cosmic heart of all creation, blessings in love.